Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Ah, yes. When I hear that music, baby, that gets me excited.
Does
right
that turn
there.
You on, Ron?
It does, man. College football. And I know it turns on Clint. He don't need the music. He gets himself going anyway. How about Texas State, by the way, the other day? Almost got
last
Arizona
night, yeah.
State. Was that last night? Yeah, last night.
Yeah,
last
man.
Night,
I watched man. That game. That was
the best. That was the best game on football game on TV last night.
A buddy of mine's the AD at Arizona State, and the staff that got fired at Arkansas with Chad Morris.
They're over there.
And Chad Morris. No, they're at State. At Texas State.
They made old Chris Santiago area 45 pretty sad.
I know Santiago. Oh, he had to enjoy it.
That was a 28-28 game rolling out late in the third.
Well, he had money on it, too.
Yeah. But no, we're live here. We're live here in Katy out here at Big City Wings on a football Friday. Come on out here. A lot of great people out here and a good time out here. My man Sam out here. He'll take care of you along with this great staff here. Come on out and enjoy yourself here at Big City Wings. We're here till 6 o'clock, but you can go ahead and take in that Astros game here, too, as well. And there's some good college football tonight. The Kansas Jayhawks play tonight as
well. Oh, they play tonight?
And tonight, 6 o'clock, maybe they play UNLV, a rematch of the bowl game. Also, K-State, Arizona, top 20 matchup as well. Tonight as well. So a lot going on in college football. We do this every single Friday or Saturday. Slate, the game you're looking at. I'm going to start this thing off, Clint. For me, I'm a college football fan. This is a bucket list place, a weird one. You know, a lot of people here, I want to go, you know, between the hedges in Georgia. I want to go to Kyle Field. I want to go to the Big House. I want to go to the Horseshoe. Everything I hear about Camp Randall in Madison, Wisconsin, especially at night, is one of the kind of gems of college football. And J.J. Watt, I'm sure, will attest to it. We got a Michigan State fan in the house who is booing that. But this game, they host Alabama. And what's my man's name? Coach who was at Cincinnati, who took over at Fickell, yeah.
Luke Fickell,
who has got something rolling there. They've looked pretty good. They've run the ball pretty well the first couple of weeks. And Alabama, I don't know what the hell it is about South Florida, but Alabama cannot play South Florida the way they play everybody else. They were in a dogfight last week, and now they got to travel to Wisconsin to take on the Badgers. This one's an interesting game to see exactly where Alabama is. And if they play the way they did last week at home against South Florida, Wisconsin's got a real chance to win this game.
Yeah, look, I think anytime you go into Camp Randall, you could run into some problems. It's a tough place to play on the road. Nothing that Alabama is not used to. Yeah. At least as the team, they should be fine. They've been in hostile environments before. Heck, even Kalen DeBoer, the new head coach from Washington, he's been in hostile environments. It shouldn't be too big of a hurdle for him, but definitely a big time football game. And look, here's the reality of it: is a lot of us make a lot about Kalen DeBoer taking over for Nick Saban. And while those are some big shoes to fill, if we're being honest, the expectations of him to fill the shoes are slim to none. Just go in there and continue to win football games. You don't necessarily have to be Nick Saban. The interesting part to me, and I know Kalen DeBoer is one with many different quarterbacks and different styles of quarterbacks, but putting a local spin on this thing, Jalen Milroe, we happen to be in Katy. Jalen Milroe, a Katy product.
That's played a different quarterback that he's worked with.
Yeah, it's just a different quarterback than what Michael Penix was, and Michael Penix is running that air raid, and that's where they made the big run last year to the college football playoffs. And so you look at it and go, okay, can Jalen Milroe do that? Jalen Milroe's nowhere near the passer of the football that Penix Jr. was. They're not even in the same ballpark. They're two different dudes, two different caliber quarterbacks when it comes to passing the football, obviously.
But he can run that thing.
Exactly. So where does Kalen DeBoer offensively meet Jalen Milroe? What does the Alabama offense really, really look like with Jalen Milroe and Kalen DeBoer being the two powers that be, if you will? I think the jury's still out on that. And so you take all that into consideration where I don't know that they really know what their identity is yet. I mean, I'm sure they think they've got an idea of what they've worked on in camp and what they've established since Kalen DeBoer's been there. But you go to Wisconsin and play in that environment, all of a sudden you find out a little bit about yourself. So I think this is a very, very interesting game. And I think it's going to be a –
It's
going to be a defining moment in Kalen DeBoer's, the start of his,
this would
his
not
tenure
be
at
a,
Alabama.
Even their top five team, this would not be a shocker if Alabama walked in there and lost.
I don't disagree with
that. Not a shock.
It'll be story A just because it's Alabama, and then the whole Nick Saban, Kalen DeBoer thing will take over. But – I wouldn't be shocked either. What's that line?
I don't know. Let me look that up. I'll give you that line in a bit. What game are you looking at?
This is an easy one for me, man. LSU and South Carolina this weekend. South Carolina's 2-0. They beat the brakes off my boy Mark Stoops and the Kentucky Wildcats last week. That's the only game they played that matters, and then LSU.
I mean, and they beat the hell out of them.
Yeah, yeah, 31-6 or something like that. But then LSU, the only game they played that mattered is the USC game, and they got beat by USC, which I think was more about USC kind of establishing themselves in the SEC. I think that was more of that statement right there. And so, two teams that have won. That have played big opponents, performed well. One of them won big. One of them fell a little bit short. And it's now an SEC game. There's no longer divisions. Which team steps up? The team that has lesser expectations in South Carolina, are they real? Or is LSU and Brian Kelly with national championship caliber expectations and Nussmeier at quarterback? What does LSU look like? This is a game, and LSU, who I think is probably the bigger, more powerful, more established, more mature football team, they've got to go to Carolina. So that they're in hostile territory. They've lost already to USC once this year. What do they look like against South Carolina? Obviously, a conference game in the SEC, that'll be huge.
That'll be a big one. That line. Alabama -16.5.
Ooh.
And that line.
That's a big number.
In Madison. You know who else? You know who's got a big one? The Aggies. They go to the swamp. They travel to Florida.
Ooh.
It,
winter season over.
Can we? And hey, you're saying that. I think it's even more bleak on the other side. I think it may be Lou's and Billy Napier might get fired around here. Like y'all could send Florida into a completely rebuilding stage, starting over if they don't win this game, because Billy Napier is beyond the hot seat. He is in big time trouble, and if they lose another one of these games at home, and especially if it looks bad, woo. Yeah, he's got to win this game to me.
Napier?
Yeah,
He's got to win all of his next ones before his ass is gonna get canned.
He may be on a week to week type of deal right now.
Yeah, look, I just hope for again the sake of the local boy here, Lagway, the quarterback that's from this area that is the starting quarterback. I just hope like hell for his sake he can win that game, but. For Tyler's sake, I hope the Aggies can right the ship and Tyler doesn't have to write off the 2024 season 3 weeks into it.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.